I don't know if you have ever wondered or pondered in your heart how can God be so big? How can God be so great? When you created this whole universe, this whole world in 6 days, how can God be so mighty? Sometimes it looks like you can't solve it. Some of the problems we are going through. I mean, how can God be so promising? He's so amazing, so great. I mean, he's the creator of the universe. Why do we allow some of the things that we see happen? Why do we just these small things we go through in life? He addressed that when we started. Why God is so great, so mighty, so amazing, and He appears like the world has no comfort. He appears like the world is, they are doing great. The kings, presidents, He appears like, why do we really need God? If God really wants them to be saved, if God really cares, as great as God is, why? Why is everybody, why are they doing so good? Why is nobody with God? Why not God do something about it? And we that are Christians, what do you think is the key? What will make me say, I'm happy to be a believer? I'm glad I am born again, I have God in my life. I'm better having God than stressed away that no God, than in a little bit that no God, than a little bit that no God. It doesn't matter what people have materially, the fact that I have God, I am better. Would you be able to say that? What makes us different? The Spirit of the Lord will help me this morning, because the Lord ministered to me so much this morning, and most of the things was just talking to me. There's so much God is speaking to us in this season. That it's like a warfare, and if God doesn't really lead you, it's just so much. This morning, I pray that God will speak to you personally. God. There is something thousands of people answer the call to go to war to defend Israel in the days of Gideon. And the Lord told Gideon, says, I'm going to do something because this number of people are not really ready. I'm going to raise up the people that will get this work done. And God now tell you something thousand people. And also the Bible you see that very few people, these such experts, us that either brought deliverance to Israel, or brought inheritance to Israel, or a group of remnants. These are amazing things that brought glory to God, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament. We are standing today because of the sacrifice of 12 people and then 120 people in this whole nation of Israel that understood something, and because of that, the whole world today testifies. Billions testifies to the reality of Christ. This morning, the first Sunday in the year 2020. And I will take a few minutes as the Lord meets this morning to talk to you about vision. 2020 vision. Amen. The vision I want to share about this month, what God has spoken from Sheikh Manzani. But there is a reason why we need to see the year 2020. Because the generation, the people who were on the calendar of this time to speak to them before the season is over, they will change the world. Because I believe God allowed this window of time to speak to every man on the face of the earth about not just a vision, but a 2020 vision. So I don't know how the Lord will speak to you, but I want to share with you this about 2020 vision. Amen? And we're going to start with the natural and then see what God does with the spiritual. Vision basically is the ability to see, the capacity to see, ability to see. So it's vision, but the ability to see. You can see things, I can see you, you can see me. Amen? Now, if I'm physically blind, you can give me all the abilities that I have physically. You can give me all beautiful buildings in the world. You can give me a beautiful wife. You can give me everything. But if I can't see it with my eyes, thank God for technology and thank God for what God must have provided. That today, with technology, blind people can do a lot of physical. But when talking about vision of reality, where will you be blind in your mind? Means you don't have the ability to see. And when you cannot see, can you close your eyes for a second? Just close your eyes. What does it look like? Black, dark. You can open your eyes. If I ask you to close your eyes and stand up from where you are right now and walk out of this sun, all of us will be hitting each other, will be stumbling on chairs, we will not even find our way to that. We can't find our way out. So the ability to see God's advice, everything God has given us, He comes. He gives, puts out. Amen? In the past, when people have liked other people have to be there, because they don't know where they're going. That's vision. That's abilities. Now, the technology of the officials and people who are invested in science, in the area of science, came up with that discovery that man has the capacity for doing to the vision. Amen? We have the capacity for doing to the vision. What does doing to the vision mean? According to the records, it is not just about seeing generally, but 2020 vision is specifically focused on the ability to see in this sense. It has to do with this sense. So, I will talk about 20 things. Maybe sometimes you want to do some kind of checkup or things, or you're doing some kind of passport or whatever driver's license is doing. They will put something in front of you and they will ask you to stand from a distance. Feet. And they will not feed us here, big letters, small letters, big letters, small, and they will make it. If you go, if those letters are here, you can read every one of those letters. You can read the capital E, capital A, you can read the small, you can read all the categories, you can read it. But we did it again. Amen? Can you help with this? Can you come over this? Please, come over this. You see, after all, it says, very bright. It can be made in different dimensions. If I'm close to it, physically, and by medicine, I can read every letter here. I can go read what is written inside, because I'm close to it. But the more I look this distance, I lose sight of it. And I keep losing sight of it. So, therefore, 2020 vision is the ability to be at 20 feet from that point, and you can still see it as clear as when you are close. As they call distance power vision, sharpness of vision, clarity of vision from a distance. That's why we call it 20 feet, 2020. All the letters here can be read, but the more I move away from it, I lose sight. All the 20 feet, if you can, and you have the ability, like you're doing in the grammar lessons, and say, read the top, read the bottom, read this, and you are able to read clearly from a 20 feet beat without glasses, say you have a good vision. Your vision is sharp. Read the particular creature among every creature called with such vision, and that the eagle. The eagle from a very far distance can see, you will be looking at this thing here and see it. The eagle can see from hundreds of feet in the sky, just as good as you see. The eagle has a sharp focus, naturally. So in the natural, if every that we start something that's affecting our eyes or glaucoma, whatever disturbs our ability to see, begins to affect our ability from a distance. The ability to see clear, the ability to see clear, to look at things, to look. So what we do, the technology has provided what we call lenses or glasses to help adjust our focus, our sharpness, our clarity for what we want to read, what we want to see. they were driving from a distance. Because there is a point where some of our vision naturally, the more we are away from something, it starts looking like keys to us. They start looking growing, very growing to us. And so they recommend we use glasses. They are just so you can see things a little clearer, so you don't have accidents. So that's the natural understanding of your vision. See capacities, but the capacity to see from a distance clearly is 20/20. That is 20/20 the way God has allowed us to be there. He means that God is speaking to us that this year, every day of your life from now to December, 2020, focus. You have to start checking on everything you do 2020. God will speak to you every day until you get this revelation. Why? God is calling us from this year to have a spiritual 2020 vision. Amen?
Amen.
Now, in the Bible, when we find that the Lord has a problem, and the Lord spoke to him, because he didn't understand why the wicked, he didn't understand anything what was happening, what was really wrong. And then God spoke to him. What had happened was really, he says, write the vision down. For the vision is at a perfect time. In the time of God, for it will not have it, for it will speak to his time. Then, all through the Bible, you see the definition for different kinds of prophets. Some are seers, some are visionaries, but many of them hear the word of the Lord, but the majority of them are visions. They are visions of what God is saying and what God is doing. In the Old Testament, the Bible often says in the book of Job, it says in the last day, God will find the spirit of heart or flesh. The old men, they will have visionary dreams, and the young men will have visions. And then Paul said, I will not be disobedient to the heavenly vision. Amen? Vision, the ability and the capacity to see, but not just to see, but to see from a distance. In the world, there are men and women who have had what we call dreams, but these dreams have been with visions. But they can't call it vision because they don't understand spirit, so they call it goals. They call it dreams, my dream. I'm talking about natural now. Many of them are the reason today why we have a place to eat, a place to buy food. We have different things because some people sat down and said, what will it look like if I produce this? What will it look like a year from now? What will it look like 10 years from now? And many of them were able to come up with that distance, ability to see the future, and today, their generation inherited what they saw. Everything you see in life that has the capacity to make human beings live nice, good water, good electricity, good houses, everything you see happen today that makes life, common life, living, somebody sat down and said, I have to look into the future, but I have to start now to establish that we are all beneficiaries. We are all enjoying it, and we are paying money for it. Visionaries then we'll begin to gradually transition
spiritually.
So that this year 2020, everybody here, at least, will never again look at themselves the same. Everybody is on the vision. Is anyone doing what is going on? Apart from one person, Jesus is one man. That's different. But in reality, every one of us here, you were born with two eyes, ability to see. Everybody sitting here is spiritually born with vision. It was Paul who realized that. It's only in Christianity that people have eyes, but they refuse to see it. So he says, pray that God will open your eyes of understanding so you know, you see and know this. So if you are physically born, you are born with vision. Everybody has the capacity to see. So if you're spiritually born, you're not spiritually born blind. You have spiritual eyes that have not been given out to see your destiny and walk in. The same way there are physical things that cause us to have glaucoma and things that cause us to have eyes, but things have done something to our eyes that we cannot really see very well. The same way there are things that affect the spiritual person that causes their spiritual capacity to see the Lord and God's life. Jesus said to people who have two eyes to see, he says, come follow me and let the dead bury the dead. They are not dead, but he said, let the dead bury the dead. So it's very possible to be alive and be blind. So 2020 is an awakening that God is using a physical thing to awaken the whole body of Christ to begin to see everybody to open their spiritual eyes. One of the examples of vision in the mind, I want to share. That is easy to understand, and it's all about the Bible, is the life of a farmer. A farmer leaves with a vision. A farmer, probably let's say, Jesus said, unless the corn of wheat come. A farmer has a corn, using that as a illustration. And the farmer sees this corn. He can eat like everybody eats, just eat. But the farmer combats what people eat and devour that's over. I said, you know what? I will eat the same. I will make it a seed. The vision of a farmer is the ability to see the future of a seed. What everyone says, eat this, do what? The farmer sees something different. The farmer sees, I am taking this seed because of the future of this seed. I cannot only feed a generation of people, but this seed can provide everything I need for life. If I don't eat it like everybody else, the difference between a vision and a consumer is that a consumer does not have a vision for what is consumed. The visionary has a vision. Amen? So let's see the power vision. Please, if you miss the physical, the spiritual happens to see. But if you understand the physical, you will not leave this place the same. Let me tell you why. The Lord spoke to me this morning. He says, "In all man is not the man that we have done. It's the man that we have done." He says, "A rich man can have billions, but his ability has been disrupted by self. The rich man possesses himself is poor man, as for God's sake. You can be rich, but if it's for self, you are poor." You will see something. I pray God will show you something. Don't finish it, we'll finish it next time. So a poor man is not a man. Money doesn't make you poor. Lack of vision, purpose. So the poor man sits and says, "I'm going to take this one seat. What does this thing have the capacity to do? Natural. What does it have the capacity to do?" He finds out that if I put it in stock by nature, if I'm not thinking about what my stomach for now, I'm not thinking about how my hunger is for now, but I feel this color because of this color and put it in the ground. And just sacrifice. Clear the ground. Do all the things that is necessary. Put it in the ground. The farmer looks to the distance. And that's what vision is. 2020 vision is ability to see beyond the moment. It's ability to see, to stay in it in my own sense. Just to say that. I made all my decisions based on now, our priority based on now, how I feel, what I'm doing. Visionary makes decisions now based on what is seen. They sacrifice now because of what is seen. So Paul says, "I will sacrifice now. I will endure now." It just takes a little bit of season, and this one God will eventually become employees of God. I can't be small. I will take that like this. Small for the rest, planning is the rest of it. I will not really feed people. I will exchange for that. That's what the people that we are spending our money for to live as what we saw. It is what we are saying. Of being for believers to feed the world. But because we are so myopic and lazy, the world are having dreams and visions, we depend on them to feed us. Why does God have become more spiritual? It is easier for us to have visions. So it happened that when God finds people from their hearts to sacrifice the pleasures of the moment, God stretches and says, "Joseph, I see your heart. Noah, I see your heart. I see that you will pay a price if I put you through it. So I'm going to give you a grace of the future. Distance is what 2020 is about. I'm going to give you show a glimpse of the distance, a little bit there in generation. A little bit what will happen in the distance. And then I want to prepare you from here so that you can manifest there.
That's what 2020
means. Everybody here that sits there and says to God, I want to feed my generation. I want to help my generation. I want to make a difference. God will give you a vision for it. Every vision comes with a sacrifice. And that sacrifice begins with the Lord Jesus. That's the reason why God used Abraham as an example of the sacrifice vision. He said, Abraham, I will make you the father of kings, nations. What's the price Abraham paid? For seeing something in the distance. The reproach, the shame, the mockery. Who will we have from God? This God is so great, it's so big, it's so mighty, it can even be a child. I told you earlier, why is God so big? But it looks like he can help us. It looks like he couldn't give Abraham a child. It looks like he couldn't give, but you see, with God, something has to go into the soil before it can produce. And if it goes into the soil, it has to die. Sarah soon died. Abraham was old. Everything about him was dead. And now God says, you see the vision I gave to you? That was the price. You cannot manifest it until you die. Who wants to pay that price? Who wants to do that? That's why very few people are willing to die. And those people that died, the world is still reaping the fruits that came out of their death. Joseph went to hell. Joseph went to pain. Joseph went to rejection. Joseph went to a lot. My brothers and sisters, what was happening to Joseph? God was preparing Joseph to manifest the vision that stayed with him at home. So you go to the shop, it's not very clear. God is looking for people to share heaven with Jesus. So this morning, just so we understand the visions. Just like I mentioned with you about this vision, all this, you know, I said this vision has nothing to do with anything about my life. The Lord shocked me this morning. As it's laying before me what heaven's vision looks like. I couldn't take it, I couldn't comprehend it. It was so bad, I couldn't write it down, I couldn't, it just, my life couldn't take it, I just couldn't, it was too much. I was able to maintain the universe, because it was coming into my spirit. So, I want to share with you a little bit of the heavenly vision. And then I will show you very quickly how that looks to us. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you know that when we become a son, Jesus says, I don't know what happens to it, but in the eyes of many produces, amen? That's it. The contact, therefore, in 1 Corinthians 15 said, oh, Bethlehem, Don't you know that the corn, what was it to destroy?
That's not what came out.
And you know what I'm saying? He said, what was it to destroy? It's not that seed that came up. That seed, that what comes up is something brand new. And then let me have a little bit of time.
God showed me something.
From every kind of person, through the vision, the sign that many people here, how can I see clearly from here as if I'm looking at you? How can I see clearly there? The greatest blindness, the glaucoma, the worst glaucoma, 100% blind, spiritually speaking, is sad. If I'm physically blind, I don't have vision, I can't see. Blind, physical blind, spiritual blindness. The blockage of spiritual blindness is flesh. Everybody, we all walk in, not exactly, there's something about it, people walk in different levels of how we see. The only people that produce a 2020 vision of God, the Bible calls them, they will produce a 100% fruit of those who die to serve. Some their vision can produce 60%, some 10%. Jesus gave that illustration. Why am I saying this? The Lord showed me something about vision. He said, he had that vision. And because God made us to see in the likeness, everything that he does, he has exemplified in our lives. God says, this was his vision. He wanted children. He wanted a lot of children. He wanted a lot of children. And all he had was one. Only one. But he wanted so many children. This was one thing. He said, he's going to take that one child and put it in the soil. What is soil? The earth. It's called God. Because man has soil. He's going to take that one car or one person and he's going to bring it to the earth. This is what Jesus said. He said, unless the grain of corn goes into the ground, use the physical, that's what I'm trying to tell you, use the physical to show us spiritual vision. He took that one son. He said, see what the devil has done. He's messed up the world. Some of us, we live in this generation, we see what's happened. He's messed up the world. People are lost. They don't have purpose for heaven. They don't have vision for the things of God. Everybody now is swallowed up, blinded by everything. Completely distracted by the loss of this flesh, the loss of the eyes, and the blind of mind. Everybody, the blindness of the things of God, the purpose of God, the agenda of God on the earth is lost. Man are walking without Satan is just sitting there. Eat, do this, do that, and die. The vision is said, Satan is a bright sunrise. Because we're blind. The God of Israel has blinded us. So what did God do? What was his mission? He came in the flesh, sent his only son to come here and do what? He came and died. And that's what we're here today. From 2,000 years ago, that's why millions, billions of people are here today. One person died so that many can live. That vision. Amen? For the past, we don't know that. For the past has surprised me. That God started dealing with me. I'm going to share some scriptures with you so you can go read them. Because it's all scriptures, but I want to bring this all the few things about 2 years. The part that really started ministering to me is this. God said, for you to have a heavenly vision, the vision that he had, you have to have love. Everybody say love. We all know what love is. I said, what does that mean? God says, love is the vision. Love is the vision. Love is the vision. What does that mean, love is the vision? God says, without love, you cannot have heaven. 2020 vision. Without love, you cannot have 2020. You can't see into the distance. And the Lord showed me what heaven vision looks like. And what love is. I was thinking, you know, you have to dream like this, because it's love. Love will open your eyes for heaven. This is what love is. He said, for God so loved the world. Amen? Yes. But look at that relationship to be very blessed. For God so loved the world, he gave his only son. His only son. That vision. Without love, there is no vision. For God so loved the world, he gave his only son. My brothers and sisters, who did he give his only son to? Enemies. Please know he says, God commanded his love by dying for his enemies. While we are enemies, he died for us. Amen? Well, if you're natural, you will say, I'm sending my only son to that place. If you're not looking into the future, you will never understand the vision. You will never see it. Love is the only thing that can see into the future. That can actually go through the vision and understand it. Because if love means to keep the whole son right here, you will not do it because you are losing the whole son. But like Jesus said to the Father, love is the ability to sacrifice for the future, for the distance. And love is the only thing that can deny itself for the future. So God denied
his own son,
his own son,
to obey his law and look at the future.
What was he looking at the future?
He's looking that if I sow my son like a corn into the earth, that flesh will die. But when he raises up again, he's going to bring forth the same corn all over that tree.
So I said, why is this a vision?
He showed me things.
Anyway, let me just show the scripture for you. I think this will help.
Let's open to Ezekiel, Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah chapter 6. I will read this real quick. Isaiah 6.
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up, and his train filling the temple. Above also the seraphims, each one had six wings. With one he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he did fly. And one cried unto another, and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, what is me? For I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. And my eyes have seen the King. My eyes have seen the King. The Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, saying, having a live coal in his mouth, which he had taken with tongues from off the altar. And he raised it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this has touched my thy lips, and thy iniquity is now taken away, and thy sins purged. Also I heard, listen to this, also I heard the words of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. We need to keep in mind this happen here. Two scriptures, one old and new, but it's one year to that.
Vision. Isaiah has been a minister. Isaiah has been to church like every one of us. Isaiah is in ministry like every one of us. Isaiah loved God like every one of us. But God was looking for something to be accomplished in a higher dimension. God wanted to do something beyond the capacity where Isaiah was. And the reason that is not good done, it requires vision. Amen? So, Isaiah had a vision, and the vision, every one of us, the vision has three levels. But the first vision is an upward vision. Amen? The second vision is an inward vision. And then the third vision that fulfills God's purpose is the outward vision. It's impossible to see the business, the plan of God. It's impossible to see what God is wanting to do down the road, where God is going, if you have not seen God. And if you have not seen God, you cannot see that in your life. You will think you see. You will think you're doing well. You won't do that.
the occasion is to adjust our sight. My brothers and sisters, Isaiah saw God, his own ministry, as he saw in the midst of time, as he saw God, Jesus, the glory of God became a mirror of his heart. And he knows he saw God, who said what he said, what you see, he saw himself. He's doing ministry, he's doing what he got to church, but he saw too much for himself. And he was looking at this mirror and he was seeing himself. He said, what is he? He repented. He repented as soon as he repented. Just like God told me, Church of Mercy. How many of you know the Revelation Church? Church of Mercy. They were worshipping man, thinking they were worshipping God. They said, we don't do your work. We are doing fine. We are fine. But God says, you are blind. You are rich, you are poor. But they say they are rich because they are stupid rich and they know it. They were in church, they were doing well, they walked, they were running, they were going back, everything was going back. But they were, the Bible says, they were poor, rich, blind. Blind as a church. Blind. Service church, dead. How can you be blind and see what God is doing? Or understand where God is leading? So, Isaiah has experienced God in a new way. That's what God is saying to every one of us in 2020. Do not sit where you be and say, I am content. When I first saw a spirit God now, the Lord showed him where he said, take this from me, worship, take it from me, worship. And then God did. Then, the moment God did, Isaiah heard the voice of God. And God said, we have need that this will be met. And Isaiah said, I'm a man. 2020. We need to have a 2020 vision. We need to, every one of us needs to look beyond where we are individually. And we need to ask the Lord, show me your face. God's face doesn't always have to be glorious. It can be the word of God. Just open it. Show me self. And then show me what is your plan? What is your purpose? What are the needs to align with it? Moving forward. The Lord said to me, the Son, S-O-N, can do nothing of himself. Except what is, it was a seed. Except what is seeds. They find that perfect vision. The Lord said, Jesus came to leave us a perfect vision. What a perfect vision is the ability to only come to this where you are doing what your Father. You are moving in the direction of where God is moving. That's 2020 vision. The second man denies our Christ calls to follow me. He cannot be my disciples. My brothers and sisters, for us today, God is calling us one to be with him. As Mark chapter 3 verse 13 to 14. And once we are with him, to have his heart, his image. And once we have his heart and his Spirit, then He will show us what we are here to accomplish. The Lord is saying, in this 2020, is every human, every believer's opportunity to know why they are here. Amen. Amen. Because he says love does not seek, it's not self-seeking. Self blinds us, blinds our ability to see where God comes. Love is a vision. Anything we do that is not demanded, not out of love, is a blind vision. And I want to conclude before we pray with this. Please, if you are kind, I really want to encourage you to go read Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10 from verse 25 to verse 37. Luke chapter 10 from verse 25 to 37. The summary of that is this. God gave every believer a blueprint. And in this 2020, I pray that every one of us will understand this blueprint of God's love. It was a religious man. Somebody had been in churches all his life, teaching about this word. Came to Jesus and said, "What are the greatest commandments? What is heaven requiring us to do in the earth?" Jesus said, "Only two things." He said, "One, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your strength, all your mind. One is to be with Jesus, to spend time with God." Amen? Then when we spend time with God, God will now remove self from us. And then when God removes self from us, the absence of self is love. Period. The only thing that is not love is lust. And lust is the presence of self. Everything you do for selfish gain is not love. Even in ministry. Everything you do for others without self, you do it for God. Because you do not have God. So the man, being a religious person, to justify himself, said to Jesus. So the second commandment is love your neighbor as yourself. Do something for others without your own beliefs. We don't have the ability to do that. We're too selfish. God has the name. So it says, who is my neighbor? So how do I know about love? How do I know about your vision? This is what the Lord said. He told you this story. He said, somebody was going from Jerusalem to Jericho. What did he say? Going from Jerusalem to Jericho. Amen? And he went about the thieves. He was wounded. He said, let's take a new person. Bound on from Jerusalem to Jericho. He said, me, here, pastor, the worship leader, we went through that road. We are in church, isn't it? We are Christians. We are saying we are. We are saying we have love. Jesus said, I want to show you what love is, what my vision is, what love is. It's me, the pastor, was up, the great generation that came with them, we came, they need God wants to meet. We came, we could not see it because of life. What matters is no love. Love is the absence of self. As long as you have self, you will not see. We could not see. In that day, they looked at what God wants done, we could not see. They walked away. They walked away, looked at what God wants done, we could not see. They walked away. Self. A church, no vision, blind to God's purpose. Now, this is the beginning from Jerusalem to Jericho. So by who we want to run together, it means this person came out of church, possibly from Jerusalem, and they had problems and had need. Now somebody says, coming from Samaria, hypothetically, is a healing company that's coming from that place. Amen? The person saw the same problem church people see. The person had himself. And the person said, I stopped everything I'm doing. I will not pay to the same. The person made water, the person made wine, the person did everything possible, took the person with donkey, took him down the wheel, and said, whatever I possible, I'll pay for it. And the Lord says, now listen to this. Who among these three people has God? Who among these three people has heavenly vision? The lawyer answers, he says, the one that showed must. Really, it's the one that showed must. And very important, it's just from my heart. He says, when you receive mercy, there is no love. I know your pursuit of desire to be worthy. I know your pursuit of righteous desire for me to be righteous. You see, to love the parents, family, friends, should be one of the best. You see, the vision of heaven, for you to have the vision of heaven, you have to have the vision of heaven. Is love. Why is it love? Because the vision of heaven. He says, that person, let's very briefly to this says, that person that was in the room there, let's say Samaritan hates Jews, Jews hate Samaritan. Let's say in the place of Jim Crow, this is a bad guy, this is a bad guy. You pass by, you say, oh, this evil person is a white man, the one is a black man, you're looking at color, you're looking at something that hurts you, you're in trouble, in bad situation. What does he do? Good for him. He did it to me because of what he did to me. That's why he's suffering. That's why he's going to die. Good for him. Let's go. An unbeliever passed by. He wasn't looking at all. He wasn't looking at his black. Whereas the past, whereas an enemy, the only thing he saw was Christ. The only thing he saw was a need. The only thing he saw was somebody die. He didn't care about enemies. He stopped and came on the ground. That God says is love. That's the issue. My brothers and sisters, that's what the religion is calling us. That's what God is calling us. Love. We can't have any problem with Jesus. As long as there's this struggle we call, as long as there's this struggle with the lost, with the sexuals, by sessions, this God is not saying their friends. As long as whatever evil people are doing is what you're focusing on. Love looked at me as an enemy. And Jesus says, I died while you were my enemy. Surely, I want to get you out of this. That's the beginning of love. So in this 2020, my brothers, thank God for loving our wives, our families. God wants us to have God's kind of love. This church should be full if we get God's vision. You know, really, God has given every one of us two eyes, spiritual. And every one of us is needs. Why do we walk past them and wait for somebody to come and do it? God's vision is for you to see those needs around you and meet them. When you meet everybody's needs, they will follow you to the end. So in this 2020, my prayer is we will have God's vision. And the only way to have this to be in there. And let him remove every self that in us. And we can even see our neighbors in need, our co-workers in need, our friends in need, and we come to church every Sunday to receive more and more and more. And we say the church is not full. Let's stand up together.